Bringing Me Down. Jason's classic cut on a Wednesday. Enjoying that one over there, are you? Or you keep potting it back up? 10:07. That's enough of that now. I have to make mention of this. A friend, actually a coworker too, here in the building, who he and I work together at a small ripping radio station, which I don't think, I think it's WRPN now. It used to be WCWC, Ripon, AM 1600. That was my first full-time radio job in March of 1984. I didn't realize someone else, there's all sorts of people. In fact, there are several people in this building, or there was at one time, that got their start there. Someone who works in our production department, he and I worked there at the same time. Rob Starbuck, who has been on TV and radio throughout Wisconsin, is calling it a career. Rob Starbuck has been at Channel 3 in Madison since January 1995, 19 years. He's going to be retiring. And the story in the Madison newspaper talks about his early days at WCWC Ripon, where he did the, it wasn't Tradio, what did we call it there? Was it Bargain Counter? What the heck did we call that? Anyway, they mentioned that he did that when he started there. And that was still on when I was there. I think he was there about 4 years before I was. And he is now calling it a career. I just found it interesting. They told about the old days. We had that at the station in Sheboygan, WHBL, when I got there in the late 80s. Classified of the Air. I believe it was Bargain Counter in Ripon, but I could be wrong on that. And what I remember about, I'm almost sure it was Bargain Counter. What I remember, Jason, is this guy was trying to sell Swap Line in Ladysmith, Swap Shop. This guy was trying to sell the same tractor forever. Forever! You had those too? It's like, look, you can keep trying, but the listeners in this audience are not going to buy your tractor. I mean, it just became a running joke. There was one similar to that. In Sheboygan, where the person was trying to sell the same thing over and over and over. I can't remember. He just verified that it was Bargain Counter. It was. Boy, it's frightening that I remember that. It's just frightening. I know I can't remember to take you to lunch. Hey, that reminds me. I'm not taking you to lunch today. No, hang on. I actually, remember we were involved with Restaurant Week here in Green Bay, and we gave away hotel stays to folks listening on the other stations outside of Green Bay? We're doing that again. And I pitched something else. The featured restaurants where we'll be giving away certificates. Uh-huh. We are going to videotape. Now, this is the plan. This hasn't been approved, but it sounded like they liked the idea. Them, we would videotape those chefs feeding us to put on the website. Well, not feed us, but give us food. We'd feed ourselves. You trying to be that annoying over there today? Because if you are, you're succeeding. No, it's just spontaneous, huh? Anyway. It's just Wednesday. I don't even know what that means. All right, now I have to transition to a very serious topic. So I probably shouldn't have done that because now I have to transition to a very serious topic. There's an online fad. Are you aware of this one, Jason? The cold water challenge? You're not? If I just say cold water challenge videos, do you know what that means? You do. where they jump in the water, someone nominates them, and it all started with this. It's to raise money for charity. People are dying. I was stunned. My daughter, who hates the water, did this. And she showed it to me after the fact. She jumped in to the Fox River and found out what the cleanup discussion is all about. Oh, it was disgusting. She's sure she's going to grow an extra toe. It was, yeah. But she can't swim that well. And I said, what the hell are you doing? Well, I had people there ready to help me. And, well, she showed me the video afterwards. She's 18. I can't tell her in that regard what to do. I thought it was stupid because she's not a very good swimmer. But she did manage to make it to shore. And she was, how far out? Well, it was, I mean, she jumped offshore, but it was way over her head. It was not where she could just walk out of it. No, she had to swim out of it. And it was cold. Here's the story from abcnews.com. A recent fad in which people challenge their friends to jump into freezing water to raise money for charity has prompted warnings across the nation as an increasing number of divers are reporting broken bones, blown out knees, or worse. The phenomenon, which began last month as a fundraiser for a six-month-old cancer patient, has evolved as it spread. In some cases, those who are challenged must pay $100 if they fail to take the plunge within 24 or 48 hours. So if you're nominated, you either have to do this or pay $100. It's kind of like the jail in bail sort of thing, only it's very dangerous. In other cases, people jump and still donate to charity. In another variation, the challenge is a straightforward dare with no charity involved. Although the challenges are well-intentioned, injuries have mounted in states including Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota. Do you find it interesting that it's that cluster of the upper Midwest where that's happened? It's cold. Yeah, that's part of it. Officials with high schools and state agencies are now urging people to forego a jump or at least take precautions. A 16-year-old girl in Fond du Lac who recently jumped into Wisconsin's Lake Winnebago in a challenge from a friend shredded ligaments in her knees when she landed on razor-sharp shells. Elsewhere at New Trier High School in Winnetka, Illinois, they alerted parents to the practice after one student fractured an ankle jumping into Lake Michigan and another suffered a head injury that required stitches. A number of Facebook pages are dedicated to the so-called cold water challenge. All right, I am willing to take calls on this. I've got another topic to get to where I want to take calls. I think anyone who does this is nuts. A listener wonders how is this different from the polar plunge. It's not really all that different. There's a polar plunge similar to this, but it's not all that different. I think you're nuts if you do this, especially if you do it unsupervised where you just have a bunch of friends out there or a friend out there. And I'm not sure what would compel people to do something this stupid. And I really, given my daughter doesn't swim well, I really think it was a dumb thing for her to do. I have only one answer. Are people that desperate to get love on the social media with a video? Because in many cases, it doesn't help the charity. Here's the thing. In many cases, it doesn't help the charity if you make the plunge. If your challenge, the way you get out of giving to the charity, is to make the plunge. So you're not helping the charity by doing it. You're getting out, in some cases, you're getting out of giving to the charity, and you do something dangerous so you can post a video on Facebook. Am I being a fuddy-duddy, or is this as stupid as it sounds to me? I'm willing to be corrected if anyone wants to try to correct me on this. Now, some people do give to the charity and do the dive. I just think this is stupid. If you disagree, I'm willing to hear you. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 1017.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.